We often hear the idea that we should be exposing kids to a little bit of risk. How much is enough and is too much too much? Let's find out a little bit more about that with some interesting studies that were done recently. We've got the co-joint associate professor of the School of Education at the university, Linda Newman, joining us this morning. Good morning, Linda. There were a broad range of studies happening recently, weren't there? Let's touch on those to start with.
Good morning. The research project that we're just coming to the end of now was a project that was collaboratively developed with four Newcastle Early Childhood Centres. So I suppose if we call the bigger project an umbrella project, we could say that the main aim of that research was to build the capacity of early childhood educators to do their own research at a time where they're under-recognised and mostly greatly underpaid. So it was an attempt to help to build the capacity and the professional identity of those educators.
So when it comes to the portion that was talking about exposing kids to risk, what were some of the big findings that the research uncovered there?
Yep. The Adamstown Community Early Learning and Preschool was one of the centres in our project, and each centre were able to choose their own focus in something that they thought was important to their own early childhood centre, their community, their parent body. And Adamstown had already been doing some work in bringing back a level of risk and a level of challenge into their playground, and so that was an obvious focus for them. And what they did was they did some initial data collection about what was happening with their toddlers and their children and their preschoolers in relation to the challenges and the risks that they were undertaking and how they were doing those, where they were doing those, whether they were doing those when the educators were around or whether they were more likely to do them when the educators weren't looking, which is something that came out of a European study. And they also looked at their own practices, interestingly. They didn't just look at the children. They looked at what they were saying, what they were doing, how they were going about that. And one of the, I suppose, scholarly concepts that was through all of the four projects were the ideas of intentional teaching and critical thinking. And those are two things that are embedded in the National Early Years Learning Framework, the curriculum framework for early childhood educators. So they examined their own teaching as well.
So with the kids, did we find that they were taking more risks when there was nobody around? I would imagine they would.
Well, interestingly, no.
Really?
They actually found that, and particularly as the project progressed, that the children were more likely to take risks when the educators were nearby and were actually using their intentional teaching skills and scaffolding their learning. And they interviewed the toddlers and the preschoolers, and in some of the responses, when they asked them why they did what they did and how they knew they were safe, what they did to make sure they were safe, even the young toddlers were saying, well, I know I'm safe because my teacher is nearby. Uh-huh. And so the children were learning that if they could have a discussion about safety with the educators and think through the risk of the activity, that they felt safer themselves, and then therefore they were more likely to take on some challenges. And the sorts of challenges that they were looking at were things like climbing, using tools, using fires, for example.
And do we feel from all of that that it is good to maybe have the kids exposed to some element of risk, even if they are attaining it on their own with the safety net of an adult nearby?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, it would be a wonderful luxury to be able to follow these children through for the next 20 years, wouldn't it? But that's an expensive project. But, you know, I think the notion that they are actually now talking about and thinking about their risks does almost assuredly will have some impact down the line. One example was one of the young boys who slipped from a climbing board, and this was captured on video, and he was fine. But while he was standing on the board, one of his toddler friends looked down and he said, "You've got your socks on. You can't have your socks on here." And he ignored him and continued to wait his turn to jump off the board. And all of a sudden, just as if it was staged, boom, he slipped right off the board onto the floor. And
I'd say that, Linda, welcome to the world of little boys. That's what we do.
Yeah. And as soon as the educators made sure that he was safe and okay, they actually interviewed him on video and said, what happened? And he said, oh, slipped off the board. And, And they said, why do you think that happened? And he said, oh, because I had my socks on.
For sure. That is pretty much how it goes. It's a great research there, Linda. And like you said, it would be great to see if we could follow all of that through. The idea of exposing children to risk. Thank you, Professor Linda Newman.